Chapter 13.
Oh, my gods!
Ariana gasped, and she covered her mouth in shock.
My chariot! My seahorses! Where's Callie?
Shit, I swore, and I put my arm around the mermaid. What the hell could have happened to it?
I can't believe this,
Ariana murmured as she leaned into my shoulder.
I love my chariot, but all I care about is my animals. If anything happened to them...
The redhead put her hands to her face, and her shoulders shook silently. Hey, we might need to look a little better, I consoled the mermaid. We'll find it. I'll go swim around. Maybe we just can't see it from here.
Yeah, that's a great idea,
Jessamine chirped, and she smiled reassuringly at Ariana.
Joe, I'll come with you. You two stay here and just try to relax a little. We're going to figure everything out.
Jessamine and I swam a little ways away from Sienna and Ariana, and then we looked at each other with doubt in our eyes. The chariot's most likely gone, right?
I hate to say this, but it doesn't look good.
The dark-haired princess looked at me and shook her head, and then she pointed a couple hundred feet away.
It looks like a lantern fell out, so I suppose we should go grab that at least.
As we swam to get the lantern, Jessamine and I gazed around the landscape that surrounded us. The field of polyps was entirely gone, and the only signs of our fight were the two bodies of the stingrays on the seafloor. Black blood was still floating up into the water, and I was relieved we'd won, but I couldn't believe we'd lost Ariana's chariot in the process. Well, I know this isn't ideal, I said, as I picked the lantern up off the ground. But hey, we're good swimmers. I'm sure we'll be able to figure something out.
You're right, Joe,
Jessamine said as she seemed to brighten up.
I have to admit, the chariot was going to make it easier to find Eudora, but I'm sure we'll work it out anyway.
I suppose we need to go back and tell the villagers the news, though. Ariana's going to be sad, but let's try to focus on the fact that we're going to find it when we tell her, because I'm sure we will. We swam back to Ariana and Sienna, who were both sitting on the ground. Sienna was leaning against her sister wife with her eyes closed, and Ariana had her face covered with her hands. So it doesn't look good, but we did find a lantern, I said, and I flipped the switches on my armor to sit down next to them as the green light cast everything in an eerie glow. Ariana, I'm so sorry.
This is unbelievable,
the mermaid told me, and she looked up at me with red eyes.
What are we going to do next? We lost all our supplies. We lost our map.
Well, we definitely need to come up with a plan. So let's start by swimming back to that tiny village, and then we can regroup, I suggested.
Do you think my chariot got stolen? I don't see how that's possible, but...
I'll bet the seahorses bolted during the fight,
Sienna said, and she opened her eyes to look at us.
Sometimes, even the bravest animals get scared. It happened to Starlight during our fight with Jamal, remember?
Yes, you're probably right.
Ariana stared down at the ground and clasped her hands together.
Let's head back to that town we were in, like Joe said. The good news is, I figured out our orientation in relation to the village. We're just a couple miles away, so it shouldn't be too hard of a swim.
Yeah, I think we can handle it, I agreed as I rubbed my forehead in thought, though I cringed a little as I looked around at all the strange schools of fish swimming around us. Some of them had skeletons that glowed through their skin, and others had rows upon rows of needle-like teeth. All we need to do right now is get to safety, because I'd hate to run into more sharks or, God forbid, more of Eudora's minions.
Yes, I suppose we should go,
Ariana sighed as she pulled herself up from the ground.
Maybe we'll see the chariot along the way.
That would be incredible,
Sienna said as she held her hands up to the mermaid, and Ariana pulled her to a standing position. Then I used my hands to push myself up off the seafloor, and I reached down to assist Jessamine.
It shouldn't even take an hour to swim back to the village,
Ariana said, and I could tell she was trying to be cheerful despite the frown on her face.
Especially since Mermaid's Kiss helps you all in the water.
Hey, we've done swims longer than this before, I said to my wives, as I tried to give them a little pep talk. Remember when we went down to the boneyard? I'm sure we'll figure out what happened to the chariot. Everything's going to be okay.
Thanks, Joe,
Ariana replied, and she patted me on the arm.
You're definitely helping me feel more optimistic.
We all picked up our weapons and stashed them for travel, and then I grabbed the lantern off the ground. Given Ariana's smarts, I didn't doubt we were headed in the right direction, so I just followed behind my wives. We swam for several minutes in silence, and while I had to admit I missed the chariot, being in the water was at least a little relaxing. The swim would be easy, but I wondered what would happen as we got closer and closer to Eudora's cave.
What's that?
Jessamine suddenly pointed down at the ground where the light from the lantern barely reached, and I noticed something I hadn't seen while we'd been in the chariot. From our vantage point, it looked like a big group of rectangular rocks. Some of the stones were lying flat on the ground, while others stood up straight in the water. Let's go check it out, I suggested, since I figured looking at something interesting might help take our minds off of our situation. We swam down toward the seabed, and when we reached the ground, I held the lantern up so we could better see the stones. The pale rectangles were at least 10 feet long, and they were scattered around the ground in different formations. Some of the rocks were embedded deep in the sand, while the ones that stood tall in the water looked like the walls of ancient buildings. Thick strands of kelp grew in between the slabs, and different shapes, sizes, and colors of deep-sea fish swam in and out of the leafy foliage. The leaves were so thick around us that it reminded me of the kelp forest we'd passed on our travels, and I sensed we were in some sort of sacred space from centuries or millennia back. I set our light down on the ground to look around at the rocks, and I realized some of them were carved with symbols in what appeared to be an archaic language. I ran my fingers over the marks in the stone, but they didn't look like much more than random shapes to me. Ariana, did you see this? I asked her. I think it says something on those stones.
Let me see,
the redhead said, as she swam over to where I was examining the rocks. She peered at the symbols, and I thought if anyone could decipher them, it would be her.
Wow, this is incredible, because these appear to be the marks of an ancient civilization. I've read of such things in the palace library, but I never thought I'd see anything like this for myself. I know there was a whole society that existed before our current undersea kingdom, and I wish I could read what they had to say. Let's see. This clearly represents a fish. And wow, this even looks like a boat. I wonder if they had contact with the surface somehow.
Yeah, that would be pretty crazy, I agreed, and I looked around in wonder. I have to say, this is one of my favorite places I've been to under the sea. It's just so relaxing, like being in a garden at a museum.
I love it too,
Jessamine remarked as she swam up behind me and looked at us with a bright smile on her full lips.
Ariana, do you know what the stones say? Who do you think used to live here?
Well, the books I read said there have been mer people as long as written history has existed,
the redhead explained, and she bit her ruby lip before she continued to speak.
So my father is really old, but I think these carvings predate even him.
Do you know exactly how old your father is? I asked. Giant Blue King Liron was clearly no ordinary merman.
No, even I don't know his true age, because he's ruled the seas for as long as anyone can remember.
Ariana explained as she narrowed her aqua eyes in thought.
Father has been written about in many history books, and he's often described as being immortal. I don't think that's actually true, but he is incredibly powerful, as I'm sure you can tell. Obviously, he keeps some secrets even from his daughters. In any case, I'd love to know who reigned before him. I wish I could read these glyphs. I hope I can return here someday to translate them.
Yeah, that would be really cool. I'd love to know more about the history of the merpeople.
Jessamine, thank you so much for noticing this as we were swimming by.
Ariana thanked her sister-wife, and her smile was now wide and sparkling.
I had no idea these ruins were even here. I can't wait to tell Marinus so he can update the palace maps. Hey, everyone, come look at this.
Sienna had swum behind one of the taller slabs, and I was curious to see what she'd found. So we swam toward her, and when we came around the corner, the blonde gestured excitedly at the wall.
Look! The paintings!
The huge stone was covered in primitive drawings that reminded me of cave paintings. They were drawn in shades of red and blue, and I was first able to identify a representation of a mermaid being chased by a shark.
I wonder what the paint is made out of,
Ariana mused as she gently stroked the art.
This is so incredible! And you all need to look at this,
Sienna told us as she pointed to a spot close to the seabed.
It actually seems to be a drawing of a person with legs. Ariana, do you think there's any way humans could have been down here in ancient times?
Wow.
Ariana breathed with wide eyes.
Well, that's not what my books say. And I developed Mermaid's Kiss specifically for Aaron. But there's no reason someone else couldn't have developed similar magic in ancient times. This is all so exciting!
Do you think this could be Eudora?
Jessamine peered closely at one of the drawings, and I swam next to her to take a look. The artwork depicted a giant mermaid with what appeared to be snakes coming out of her head, and I had to agree with my dark-haired wife's assessment. There was even a drawing of a giant eel next to the witch, which I assumed represented Morgar.
I can't believe they were dealing with Eudora that long ago,
Ariana gasped as her mouth dropped open.
I knew the witch was old, but not that old.
Well, I don't care how old she is, because it's almost her time to die, I said, and I poked the mermaid in the ribs. We're going to put a stop to her reign of terror once and for all.
That's the hero for you,
Jessamine gushed with a huge smile on her face.
Joe, you always want to save everyone. That's one of the things I love about you.
Oh, you're too kind, I grinned and waved off the raven-haired beauty's compliment. It's not like I had a choice, since you brought me here specifically to save Fairyland.
Oh, stop,
Sienna said, as she gazed at me with love in her bright blue eyes.
We all know you're amazing.
Well, I may be amazing, but there's no way I'd even be able to come close to getting Eudora without the three of you by my side. I winked at my wives. Anyway, this place is pretty awesome, and I wish we could stay here all day.
I know, but I suppose we should get back to the village. On the bright side, I'm hoping we release some of the residents from Eudora's curse, and we return to a happier town.
Me too. I felt so bad for Jeffrey,
Jessamine said, and a sad look flitted across her face.
But maybe things are better now. Let's go find out.
Okay, if we have to. It just seems so peaceful here after fighting those stingrays.
Come on, Joe.
Sienna grabbed my hand and pulled me out in the direction of the open sea.
At the very least, there's an inn in the town, and maybe we can try to break the bed this time?
Well, when you put it that way. Sienna, you really know how to talk me into things.
No breaking Jeffrey's bed!
Ariana jabbed me in the side with her elbow, but she had a mischievous smile on her face. Hey, you aren't even blushing, I teased her.
Well, I am a married woman,
the mermaid joked, but then a rosy flush ran up her cheeks.
Oh, barnacles! Joe, you made me turn red again. It's all your fault.
Yeah, right, I snickered as I pulled Ariana close and gave her a kiss on her bright pink cheek. I felt a shiver run through her body, and I grinned with satisfaction and then spoke directly into the redhead's ear. We could always just do it here. Ariana cleared her throat as she elbowed me.
Should we go then?
I suppose. This has been a nice break.
It even made me forget about Callie for a few minutes, so that was good,
the mermaid said with a sad expression on her face.
Maybe we'll be able to figure out more about my chariot once we get back to the town.
Hey, maybe we'll even find the chariot in town too, I reassured my wife.
Maybe, Joe.
Ariana flashed me a smile before she grabbed the lantern from the ground and began swimming up and away from the ruins, and I gave the mystical place one last look before I followed her. Jessamine and Sienna were close behind, and we picked up our pace as we headed back toward the village. As Ariana had predicted, it didn't seem long before we could see its glowing lights off in the distance, and when we approached, it was clear the town was much livelier than it had been the last time we'd been there. The mayor had said there were around 30 citizens, and it seemed like there were about that many merpeople swimming around outside the houses and talking excitedly. All right, Ariana, prepare to be regal, I warned the mermaid.
Yes. If only we'd thought of a disguise before I introduced myself to Jeffrey the first time. I suppose it's too late now.
I'd be happy to color your hair again, but I don't think it's going to trick him. He seemed pretty sharp.
Just remember, we always have your back, I reminded Ariana. It's obvious the merpeople here are celebrating, so they're going to be incredibly happy to see you after what you did for them.
That's what I'm afraid of,
the redhead grumbled, but then she smiled broadly.
Still, it is a good feeling to have done something nice for our citizens.
We swam in the direction of Jeffrey's Inn, and the first thing I noticed was the white-haired mare was outside with two young blonde boys. He glanced up into the water and noticed us swimming in his direction, and he waved. Your Highness! The merman had a huge, toothy grin on his face. I can't believe it, but it seems like you actually did it. You saved my grandsons. Everyone is back, and we're... Jeffrey's voice broke before he could finish his sentence. And as we reached the seafloor, Ariana grasped both his hands in her own.
Jeffrey, I know exactly what you're trying to say.
The redhead reassured him.
It's wonderful to be reunited with family. Have all your citizens returned at this point?
Every last one of them, the merman informed us, and it didn't seem like the gigantic smile was ever going to fade from his lips. Then he turned, made eye contact with me, dropped Ariana's hands, and reached out to me for a handshake. Sir Joe, I'm not sure I was polite enough to you the first time we met. I believe I owe you an apology. If you had any part in saving my grandchildren and my townspeople, I don't care whether you have a tail... What am I even saying? I should never have thought poorly of you in the first place. Rest assured, I shall be singing your praises now for the rest of my days. Thank you, Jeffrey, I said, as I gripped his hand firmly in my own and shook it. No need to apologize. You've clearly been through hell lately, and I would never judge a man for that. Thank you. That's big of you, the merman nodded, and then he turned back to Ariana. Your Highness, the people of our town are very eager to thank you. We'd like to hold a feast in your honor this evening, with your permission, of course. I can't wait to tell everyone you're here.
Yes, of course,
Ariana replied, though I saw her gulp quietly.
Where will we be meeting?
My son owns the only home in town large enough to host everyone, and it's right over there, Jeffrey said as he pointed to a rectangular structure with a peaked roof covered in gleaming shells. May I accompany you now, or do you need a couple minutes in your room?
Yes.
Ariana briefly stuttered, and then she recovered.
Yes, a couple minutes would be lovely.
Well, please let yourself in, the mayor said, and he swept an arm out toward the inn's entrance. My house is your house, Your Highness. Sienna, Jessamine, and I followed Ariana through the door of the simple white structure and into the room that had been designated as ours. What's going on, Ariana? I asked as I shut the door behind us. Just the usual?
I'm a little overwhelmed.
The redhead admitted as she flopped herself down onto the sodden bed and she shook her head.
Callie, the chariot, now all these people. I haven't been out of the palace this much in, well, maybe ever.
Okay, although there are a lot of problems right now, but I can at least tell you how to handle the people.
Sienna began, and she flipped the switch on her armor and sat down next to Ariana.
First of all, you let them kiss your hand and tell you how great you are. Let them tell you you're beautiful and wonderful and kind and all the other good things they're going to say. As a princess, you need to learn to accept compliments. Then you're going to eat their food and you're going to tell them how good it is, even if it sucks. And then they're probably going to get drunk and then they'll tell you even more good things.
So many good things, huh?
Ariana laughed through the tears welling up in her eyes.
No, I get so embarrassed all the time. But I guess I need to get used to the fact that people actually like me.
They don't just like you. They love you. On top of being a princess, you're one of the most lovable people I've ever met. Trust me, you all have only seen my nice side. I would never have let Joe marry you if I didn't love you too.
That's not how the prophecy works, Jessamine.
Ariana reminded her sister wife, but she had a huge smile on her face.
Fine, then I guess we just got lucky. You're so great.
Jessamine laughed, and she swam over and threw her arms around the mermaid.
But seriously, you're part of the prophecy that's going to save the world. And you're Joe's wife and the king's daughter. And you need to swim in there with those, dare I say, commoners, and hold your head up high. I don't want to hear any of this nonsense about people not liking you.
Tell her, Joe!
Sienna looked over at me for reinforcement. Ariana, first of all, I couldn't have said that better than Sienna and Jessamine did. Because you're a fucking princess, and that's incredible in itself, I said, as I held up one finger in the air. Then I held up a second finger. Number two, I don't give a shit who likes you, because I love you. I used to feel a little weird about the hero stuff, so I get it. But to be honest, it's gotten pretty fun. I understand being nervous, but it's time for you to own this and enjoy yourself. And then, third, you're one of the three hottest women I've literally ever seen. And Sienna left out the part of the evening when we're going to come back here and break Jeffrey's bed. Got it?
Got it.
Ariana giggled with pink cheeks.
Though, I have to say, this thing is already wobbling a little.
Jessamine can fix it. Now, let's get out of here and get the other parts over with. Personally, I'm most excited about the drinking and, well...
We get it, Joe. We're excited, too. Some of us may be a little more excited than others.
Why is everyone looking at me?
Jessamine asked with a grin.
Anyway, Ariana, I want to see you swim in there with your chin up in the air. Joe's going to punish you later if you don't.
Ariana looked at me and I raised my eyebrows and made a whipping motion.
Oh my god, you humans.
The mermaid laughed, and she might have broken her latest blushing record.
But I have to thank you all. I'm going to try to go in there with my head held high and my chin up and remind myself they're all just there because they love me.
That's exactly right.
Sienna nodded, and she flipped her switches again and rose up off the bed.
Now, let's get out of here. I'm hungry, and I'm actually ready for a party.
Ain't no party like a mermaid party. I trailed off when I realized all of my wives were staring at me.
Joe, I swear I have no idea what you're talking about half the time. Good thing you're so handsome.
You're sassy tonight, I told her, and I playfully slapped her on the ass. Despite everything that had been going on and Ariana's worries, there was definitely a little bit of a festive vibe in the air, and I, for one, was grateful for it. As we swam over to Jeffrey's son's home, my three wives and I all held hands. I was between Ariana and Sienna, and I swung their hands back and forth and whistled to myself. There was no doubt losing the chariot was a problem, but I'd survived a whale and some of Eudora's stingrays, and we'd saved a whole bunch of merpeople. I wanted to have a good time, and I thought I deserved it, so we'd worry about the chariot tomorrow. When we reached the front of the house, Jeffrey was standing outside. "Oh, good, you're here," the white-haired merman said, as a big smile spread across his face. "Everyone's so excited to meet you. Let me get the door for you, Your Highness."
"Thank you, Jeffrey."
Ariana nodded, and when the merman pulled the door open, she swam through with her head held high, just as she'd promised. The other princesses and I flipped the switches on our legs so we could walk into the house, and then we followed behind. I was in back of all three princesses, so I couldn't see into the room yet, but I immediately heard the sound of loud applause and cheers. When I finally made it inside, I wasn't surprised to see there was a huge table set up with yet another meal of fresh fish and undersea plants, and it occurred to me this would probably be the exact diet my doctor would recommend. On the other hand, half the table was covered with small bottles of what appeared to be ale, wine, and rum, and it appeared my assessment had been correct. These merpeople were ready to party. So I grabbed some rum and took a huge drink as I kept my eye on Ariana, who'd already been surrounded by an adoring crowd. Then when she caught my eye, I nodded and winked. It appeared she was easily holding her own among the merpeople, and I didn't even see a blush on her face. I wandered around for a while with my rum in my hand and said hi to random merpeople. Everyone was very friendly, and they were obviously in an amazing mood after their friends and family members had been rescued. The merpeople's smiles were getting wider, and their laughing louder as the bottles on the table started to disappear. I contributed by taking my own second bottle, and I didn't mind when I started to feel a tiny bit friendlier myself. Sienna and Jessamine were talking amongst themselves on the other side of the room, and both princesses held bottles of wine in their hands. When a young, handsome merman with wavy brown hair approached them, I decided I would take a chance to show off. "Hey, wives," I announced, as I swam up behind the two princesses and threw my arms around their shoulders. I gave them each a loud kiss on the cheek, and then I looked at the young merman who stood in front of us with his mouth hanging open. I had to admit, it was possible the rum had already started to affect me.
"Hi, hero,"
Jessamine purred, and she pulled me in for a kiss on the mouth. When I felt her touch her tongue to my lips, I knew she wasn't fucking around. So I kissed her back for a minute before she pulled away. If the wavy-haired merman had been staring before, he was really gaping now. Excuse me, sir, the young merman said to me, and he bowed before he started to back away.
I certainly didn't mean anything.
These are princesses, I told him as I tried not to slur my words. And they're my wives, so you need to find someone who's not my wives. Oh, and the redhead mermaid is mine, too, so don't even think about it. The young man nodded his head vigorously before he turned tail and swam away as fast as he could.
Damn, Jessamine,
Sienna laughed once the staring merman was gone.
You aren't fucking around tonight. And Joe, I don't even know.
That's exactly what I thought, Sienna. I tried to take a swig of rum, but I realized my bottle was empty. Jessamine isn't fucking around. She just made out with me right in front of that other dude, and it was fucking awesome.
First of all,
Jessamine started, and she wobbled a little on her bare feet.
I am a princess, and I can do whatever I want. Second of all, Joe, you're sexy, okay? And my husband. So, I will kiss you whenever I want to show people I'm yours.
Okay, I laughed. I hear you loud and clear, hot stuff.
Now, who's going to get me another bottle of wine?
My dark-haired wife asked, and her cheeks were adorably flushed with alcohol.
Jessamine, I'm not sure you... Silence!
Jessamine cut Sienna off, but her commanding tone was ruined as she tried to smother a fit of giggles.
Did I mention I'm a princess? You, Sienna, fetch me some wine, peasant. No way, Jessamine!
Sienna was dying of laughter and could barely get her words out as she wiped a tear from her cheek and cleared her throat.
You need to ask Joe, because he's the one who needs to bow down to both of us. That's right, Joe. Bow down to us.
Jessamine slurred as she pointed a finger in my face.
Do it.
Fine. One more drink for everyone, but that's it. And I'm not bowing down unless it's to lick your pussy. I laughed as I slapped both my human wives on the ass and dodged another sloppy kiss from the black-haired princess. Oh, there! I still need to go check on Ariana.
Oh, yeah. How's she doing?
Sienna craned her neck to look for the red-haired mermaid, and I followed her gaze to where Ariana was still totally surrounded by merpeople. I caught the redhead's eye, and she raised her eyebrows and shot me a tight smile. Oh, shit, I think she needs me, I told Jessamine and Sienna. I'm going to go grab the three of us a round of drinks, and then I'm going to go rescue our wife. With that, I walked over to the table, grabbed myself an ale and the two princesses more wine, and I came back over to hand them their drinks.
Good luck, Joe.
Jessamine raised an unsteady arm in the water for a toast, and I clinked bottles with her.
Now, go. Find Ariana. Tell her I said hi.
Okay, I laughed. I'd never really met drunk Jessamine before, but I had to say, I kind of liked her. I walked over to where Ariana was holding court and slid an arm around my mermaid wife's waist. She had an empty bottle of rum squeezed tightly in her hand, and she'd been cornered by a middle-aged couple with tight, pinched faces. Despite the fact that her chin was still held high, I knew she didn't want to be there.
Joe, please allow me to introduce you to Mr. and Mrs. Waters.
The redhead grabbed my hand and dug her nails in as she kept a smile on her face.
Mr. Waters, Mrs. Waters, this is my husband, Joe.
Pleased to meet you, I said, and nodded. Joe, a human. Very interesting, Mr. Waters said to me. He took a big swig from his bottle and wiped off his mouth with the back of his hand, and then he looked at my legs as if they were a curiosity. Were you a prince up on land, or... Yeah, something like that, I smirked. But then I squeezed Ariana a little tighter and raised an eyebrow at him. This prick didn't seem worth my time of day, but I definitely wanted to rescue my wife. Ariana, the other princesses and I want to talk to you. Would you mind coming with me for a minute? Other princesses? Do you mean? I grabbed Ariana's hand and pulled her away as the merman was still talking, but I felt confident in the fact I'd left someone's mouth hanging open for the second time tonight.
Joe's actually the hero of legend,
Ariana called back over her shoulder as we headed away from the obnoxious couple. You didn't have to say that, I told her, as I poked her in the side and gave her a kiss on the cheek. I think that guy got the picture. Mr. Waters. They're merpeople, and their name is Waters. How stupid is that?
I know.
Ariana started to laugh, and her cheeks flushed pink.
You know, this could actually be a good party if it weren't for all these assholes.
Your Highness, I'm shocked you just said that. I snorted, and it seemed like Jessamine and Sienna weren't my only drunk wives. Hey, when can we get out of here?
Whenever we want.
Ariana purred, but then she looked up at me with wide aqua eyes.
No, actually, I really need to talk to Jeffrey. He's the one person I need to connect with tonight. Will you help me, Joe?
Of course, I told the mermaid, and I looked around the room to try to catch a glimpse of the mayor. I finally saw him surrounded by a small group of people in the corner of the room, and then I led Ariana in his direction. Coming through! It's the princess coming through!
Hi, Jeffrey,
the redhead said as she swam up and put a hand on his shoulder. The people he was talking to immediately began to clap and cheer for her again, and Ariana smiled and waved away their applause.
Thank you so much. Now, Jeffrey, I was hoping I might be able to speak with you for a moment. Everyone, do you mind if I pull him away?
No, of course not, Your Highness,
a tall mermaid mumbled.
Thank you again,
Ariana said, and she walked toward a space near the big table that was clear of other merpeople. Jeffrey clapped me on the shoulders as we followed the red-haired princess, and I smiled at the merman. So, your son really knows how to throw a great party, I told the mayor, and I gestured around at everyone talking and laughing. Yes, he does know how to entertain, but we haven't had a reason to celebrate for a long time. We've had tough times around here, for reasons I'm sure I don't need to explain. I know I've already thanked you, but I'll thank you a million times again for bringing my family and the other townspeople back. It was our pleasure, I responded with a nod. We'd do anything to help the merpeople in our kingdom. When we reached the empty spot, the mermaid began to speak again.
Jeffrey, I have some things I might need a little help with tomorrow. Joe, what do I need help with again?
Well, there's the chariot issue, and we don't have a map anymore, so we don't know where we're going. I trailed off as I tried to think of any other problems we were currently experiencing.
Right.
Ariana nodded her head.
Our chariot disappeared while we were rescuing your townspeople, and our map was in it. We're trying to find you... the Sea Witch.
Oh, just say her name. Eudora. There, I said it. My family's back with me now, and I have no worries tonight. Your Highness, if we meet tomorrow, I can help you with all your problems. Just knock on my door if I'm not already up and about, and I can assist you with mapping out your route and so on.
Thank you, Jeffrey. You've been so kind.
Ariana started to lurch forward a little, and I grabbed her around the shoulders and pulled her back to an upright position.
I'll see you tomorrow.
The mermaid trailed off as I pulled her back towards Sienna and Jessamine, who were dancing in the corner to a song that apparently only the two of them could hear. Okay, wives. I couldn't help but laugh at them. I was glad at least the two humans were having fun, but it was definitely time to get them all back to our room. Follow me. We're leaving.
Well, shouldn't I make a speech or something?
Ariana wondered, and she held a finger in the air.
Here, listen to this. Townspeople of the sea, I am your princess, and I'm married to more beautiful people than you could ever dream of.
Yeah, that's really good.
Jessamine encouraged the mermaid, and I grabbed both of their hands to speed up our exit.
Honey, like I said, you're the princess, and you do whatever the hell you want.
Sienna told Ariana, and she waved a finger in the redhead's face. Then she began to stage whisper.
Anyway, we have to go back and break Jeffrey's bed.
All right, that's it. We're out of here. I felt a hot rush run up my body at what seemed like the 100th mention of Jeffrey's bed, but I was pretty sure my wives were too drunk for me to get any action tonight. I managed to push open the door to the house with my wives trailing behind, and before I knew it, we were finally outside again. Then I pulled the door shut behind us before I collapsed onto Sienna's shoulder with laughter. Oh, you princesses were fucking hysterical tonight. The dancing, Ariana's speech idea. I just can't.
Oh, I think you can, Joe.
Jessamine purred into my ear and bit my earlobe. Mm,
these lanterns are so romantic, don't you think? We'll be back in our room in a couple minutes and then...
What you talking about?
Ariana asked loudly from behind us.
Oh, just fucking our husband.
Jessamine waved a hand in an exaggerated casual motion and I started cracking up again.
You mean breaking Jeffrey's bed?
Sienna loudly whispered a second time, and I had to wipe tears of laughter from my cheeks.
All right. You all need to control yourselves. I need to get us to our room, so just hold on to your panties for a minute.
Panties?
Ariana asked with an adorably confused pout.
It's an expression, I said with a grin. Don't even worry about it.
My wives started babbling to one another about what seemed like even more nonsense as we made our way to the inn, through the foyer and into our room, and as usual, it was totally dim in there except for the greenish lantern light.
So, should we dry it out? Jessamine can make the bed a little bigger again, and then, you know...
Well, we definitely need to dry out the room, I said as I removed Jeannie's wrath and placed it on the table. But you ladies might just need to go to bed. I'm even a little tired myself.
Go to bed? But Joe...
We can always break the bed tomorrow, I reassured my dark-haired wife, and I grabbed her around the shoulders and kissed her on the cheek.
Fine,
Jessamine whimpered, but she was easily distracted.
Sienna, Joe said tomorrow. Do you want to dance again?
Of course,
the blonde said as she whirled across the room.
Joe, what's your prob... Okay,
Ariana announced.
Everyone come hold hands with me so it can be dry in here. I'm still going to get Joe to do it with me. I don't care what he says.
All right, I replied with a smirk. Even if it wasn't going to go anywhere, I never minded beautiful women begging me for my body. Let's get you to bed, and then we'll see what happens. Jessamine and Sienna managed to make it over to us, and we all stood in a circle and held hands. After a moment, I felt faint sparks, but nothing happened other than that. Sienna said as she broke from my grasp and tapped a finger on her forehead.
Do you think it's because we were drinking?
I don't know.
Ariana answered her with huge eyes.
I have no idea what's...
Wait a second. What's that?
Jessamine pointed to my pocket, which had started to glow. I reached in and pulled the rock out, and I was shocked it was pulsating with energy. It seemed our connection to the necklace had grown stronger, even though it had been transformed into the simple stone.
I wonder...
Ariana began, but then she hissed, reached up, and grabbed her head.
I think I'm having a vision of Eudora again. This one's a little clearer. It looks like she's in some kind of tunnel, and she's throwing rocks that are bigger than her body around. Wait, she's saying something. She just said, that whore of a mermaid will never be able to reach me now. Whore of a mermaid? Do you think that hag is talking about me?
I didn't want to get my drunk wife all riled up, but I knew the answer had to be yes, and I'd never been readier to fight in my life.